Welcome to the sixth episode of the hashtag BleeGreen Co-Curricular Podcast. This episode is all about the Duke of Edinburgh Award, and I'm delighted to be joined by four students who have completed recently their Bronze Award. It is also lovely that this is the first time that sport has been able to get together in person and have a live podcast rather than via Zoom. So guys, lovely to welcome you. I'm joined firstly by Emmy Spink in Year 9, Anna Unsworth, also in Year 9, Tom Allen, and also Archie Bloomfield, who are all Year 9 students and completed their Bronze Award. Guys, how are we today?
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Feeling ready for it.
Good. I'm also, as ever, joined by Mr. King. Mr. King, how are we?
Very well, sir. Thank you. It takes you back a few years to when I did my DAV Bronze, so it's nice to see these guys are still following the footsteps. Only that 5 years ago I did mine.
Fantastic. Right, first of all, the first thing we're going to talk about before we get into the DAV and what it brought to you and why you did it is a little bit intro to get to know you. As ever, Mr. King, I'm going to hand over to you for some questions. Good luck, guys.
Thank you very much, sir. It's a privilege to go into bat first with the first questions. Guys, these are just open-ended questions. You've had no preparation for this. I will say this to the podcast. And these are just your views on interview questions. And just answer as best as you can, just so the crowd can get to know you, all the tens of thousands of people listening to this. So, an open floor question. Okay, so just first person to answer. All right, and then maybe we'll go to a couple of people. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? If you were an animal, what animal would you be and why? Tom?
I think I would personally be a dog because, I mean, most of them, except the ones that are kind of abandoned on the streets, live a very happy life and are comforted by owners. So I'd quite like to have that comfort and well-being.
What breed of dog would you be?
I think I'd be a Labrador, the nation's favourite.
Fantastic. I'm sure these are some of the questions you discussed whilst you were doing your miles and miles on your DAV and trying to conquer these couple of questions you might have, and exactly the same as finding a route on your map. Mr. Harrison, a question for you, if you don't mind.
Yes.
What was the last gift you bought someone?
Yourself, sir. Bought your can of Coke for the day.
You did, that's very much enjoyable.
Bought your can of Coke for a little bit of energy, which I probably should say now, can of Cokes aren't promoted by the sports department, but...
Or Cristiano Ronaldo.
But maybe one a week is a good control, good discipline. I'm resilient to that. So yeah, I think it was you, sir.
Okay, question number three. Girls, Imi or Anna, what are either of you known for? What do you think people know you for?
Probably, I'd say my loud voice.
Yeah.
I've been about... And you got a laugh as well?
Yeah, I have a bit of a weird laugh.
I'd say I'm probably a victim of your chatter, Anna. Yeah. I've been driving a minibus to a fixture or to work in a hockey club, and you've sat in the front with me.
Just, yeah. It's probably 5 o'clock driving back from the fixture. It's just one of those moments in the day where, so you just want a bit of you time, just chill, just drive. I know the routes, just, you know, get back safely. Anna's in the front there, and I probably should announce her. Didn't take a breath. She just kept talking the whole time.
It's lovely though, it's lovely, but yeah, I think you're...
I bet she's the kind of person who kept people going on the walk in the DV as well.
Yeah, yeah. I might hang back a little bit after a while though, just give myself some peace and quiet.
Sorry.
Good though. Yeah, Imi, question for you. Here we go. What inspires you, Imi? What drives you on? When you were getting low in those DAV moments, what drove you on to carry on going?
I think it's being with your friends and you're always having a laugh. There's not really a boring moment.
So never on your walk did you have any boring moments? It was all good fun,
no,
was
it? Was, all
there
good fun.
Was there any time when you got low and down or did you keep going?
I don't think so. Maybe when we got lost a few times, but apart from that, I think good. It was good, yeah.
Fantastic. Tom, question for you. Tom, tell me something I don't know in the next 30 seconds.
About me?
Anything.
I did terribly in my science exam.
Right. Science person out there, apologies. He's probably preparing for this podcast, so
Tom, what is it? Are you happy to say what terrible?